Hey, pal. How you doing there in your heavenly threads?
Hey, the first time I've talked to you, or the ghost of Joe Sr., since I found the two audio recordings of our conversation in the car just about a year ago today, which seems weird. But the upshot of it is it was so nice to hear you. And it's just this permanency that's going to resonate in me now with finding that. But bigger than that, too, is that I started thinking I was losing my mind because there was all of these things that I've been losing on hard drives and shit. And I was like, yours was just gone. Like, after I came back to work that day and put all of the crap that I had on my car down on my computer, that audio was gone because you got pissed off about the band not starting. So it was one of those things where I was going to let Anthony listen to it because it was one of those doozers. I've never heard you get that hot, but I found it, and I found the whole conversation. I tell you what, I thought I heard some good Joe-isms over the years, and I have, but you really nailed it home with some others when you said, you know, it just is what it is. And speaking of it is what it is, but with a dash of pepper, the fucking Republicans, man. I get to a point where I don't even want to talk about them. They're so fucked up. But this is the latest rant, all right? Wow, this is cool, dude. Real quick, a quick segue here. I think Miles' bus just pulled out of a neighborhood down here, and this is like the last journey on its way to school, and I'm behind him. It's so cool to be able to be kind of like the pilot shadowing, or the co-pilot shadowing the pilot here, taking Miles to school. Little squirt. He's a good kid. I love that kid. I love Zen Boy. He came out today and pulled me outside and had a big chunk of ice he wanted me to videotape him throwing down right before he did his book log. Man, that kid can read books. See, I tell you what, I don't really remember reading that much growing up, but Zen knocks books right out of the ballpark. He's an awesome kid. They turn in? Yep, there he goes. There goes little Milo, I think. At any rate, so the stimulus bill passes that Obama really wanted to push, his big, huge push in his first 100 days. And, you know, it's to create a greener environment, hiring government employees to do so, getting broadband access to rural areas, modernizing healthcare records. There's all kinds of things in this that are completely a part of his promise, that are completely a part of the reason why I voted for him and everybody else did. And the Republicans are just fucking pissing and bitching. Like yesterday, McCain was on fucking CNN bitching about how bad of a start he's gotten off to. Are you kidding me? You're going to get John McCain to fucking evaluate the Obama presidency up to this point? The guy lost to him. The guy was an asshole in his fucking run. There's a good chance if you're going to be that big of an asshole on a campaign to be president, you're a permanent asshole. You've crossed that line. So there's that. But all these fucking Republicans who didn't vote in the House to pass the bill, and only a couple did in the Senate, are all bitching about increased spending. Just fucking all over the place about how, oh, they're going to spend more money. They're going to spend more money. For 8 fucking years, all they did was spend money on nothing. Nothing to improve infrastructure. We get a progressive thinking politician in that's going to actually enact legislation to spend money to help the fucking country, and they're pissing about it. What about all the millions and billions and trillions that we've dropped on 2 failed wars in Afghanistan and Iraq? And all of a sudden now they're worried about spending. Fucking Republicans, man. They need to fucking go take their heads, shove it right back in the hole they came out of, fucking, or the fucking sand trap they came out of, and fucking wake up to a goddamn new day. They ruined this country for 8 fucking years. Ruined, raped, and pillaged this country. And right now, we have a guy that's trying to resuscitate it, and they're fucking bitching and moaning that we're going to have to pay for the rest of our lives. This goes back to what I told you last week. No one can even remotely conceptualize how many billions of dollars have already been spent on stimulus, and how many billions of dollars are wasted on a daily basis in this country. We're one of the most wasteful fucking entities in the history of civilization, you know? And I'm not saying that this whole Obama thing is going to fix everything, and it's the perfect plan, and everything he does is walking on water. But goddamn, man, these fucking Republicans have fucked everything up they touch, and they completely bitch about everything that they do. It's like Sarah Palin sitting around talking about how, oh, she's got such great kids that are good stewards of Christianity, and her fucking 16-year-old popping a kid out with some little fucking wet behind the neck dick nose that's probably not going to stick around, and she's going to fucking have to stay at home with mommy to fucking raise the kid. I bet you what goes on behind closed doors with that fucking woman and that family is just astonishingly fucked up. And the fact that we even got an inch close to that fucking woman being anywhere near power in this country is scary. I mean, Bush for 8 years was just scary enough. I mean, you have to wake up every day to that. But I gotta tell you, pal, seeing Obama on the tube talking about, say, a plane crash in upstate New York or some shit like that is awfully fucking comforting versus the fucking blather, blither, blather of fucking dealing with that fucking Bush saying anything on TV. It's like you can't even, there's so little credibility there was, especially there. I mean, there was never really credibility with me with him, but it got so bad that I'm sure even people that supported him just turned the fucking TV off when his idiocy came up. I mean, you could smell his breath through the TV. It was nasty, you know? But anyways, you know they're hiding something over there. There's a house off the highway that has a fence in front of their house. I know they're probably diffusing sound, but if you got a fence in your front yard that's protecting anybody from seeing what's going on, yeah, you got something going down. All right, as I pass the zips on my left, I'm going to zip on off here, pal. You enjoy your cloak day of, I don't even know what you do during your days, pal, but I'm sure it's fruitful and comforting and cool, man. So, thanks for being such a good father, man.